What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
Regulatory compliance describes the goal that organizations aspire to achieve in their efforts to ensure that they are aware of and take steps to comply with relevant laws, policies, and regulations. If something is overlooked, there can be very serious ramifications. In fact, financial penalties can be so great that smaller companies face the risk of extinction. As businesses undergo digital transformation to remain competitive and compliant, landlords and building owners are searching for tools to create efficiencies, remain competitive, or to build an edge against the competition. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Jason Griffith, co-founder and co-CEO of Site Comply, the leading provider of compliance monitoring, reporting, and alerting software to New York City area property owners, managers, tenants, institutions, and investors. Our guest this week is also our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by Site Comply. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency and grow their portfolios and profits. To find out more, go to incheckapp.com, incheckapp.com to learn more. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Jason about his background and what led him to the founding of InCheck.
I've always worked kind of at the intersection of real estate and technology. And I did that, you know, out of undergraduate in the late 90s. And then it was something that I also pursued after business school, where I met my co-founder at Site Comply, Ross Goldenberg, in 2006. After that, I worked at a company called Service Channel that provided technology that powered a lot of the operations of major retailers. And basically, you know, this was now going back about 10 years. Ross and I wanted to start a company, and I wanted to stick to my roots of real estate. I think I've always been intrigued at sort of the disparity between the size of the asset class and the use of technology. That's always said to me how much opportunity there is to improve, you know, one of the most important asset classes in the globe. And that was really when we started looking hard about where we could start a company. And, you know, we were fortunate that both of us were New Yorkers and sort of sitting in the most important global real estate market on earth, in my humble opinion, of course, as a New Yorker. But it was a great place to start to think about where we could have a big impact.
With Jason's experience in real estate and technology, I asked Jason what in his experience led him to identify the problem that he and co-founder Ross Goldenberg set out to solve within InCheck.
I think when you then look inside the sector, probably the part that has gotten the least amount of attention from technology is the way that buildings operate every day. So if you strip out, you know, sort of the sexier sides of real estate, like marketing or leasing and the like, you're left with the critical business of actually running buildings day in, day out, managing teams and processes and how buildings just, you know, run. And I've always felt that that is the area that is the ripest for technology to have an impact, really, because that area, what I think the big insight for us is that buildings are essentially, you know, a $1 trillion asset class that are run on pen, paper, spreadsheet, and a whole myriad of offline processes. And you find that even in really sophisticated organizations that have otherwise embraced technology, you know, the way that people interact with tenants, the way that people track incidents, the way that people manage their responsibilities, the way that people communicate with each other, there's a lot of room for improvement. And and sort of the state of the state when we first got into the market was there was so many things that owners and operators were really blind to. and a lot of waste and inefficiency.
The challenges of running large commercial buildings are too numerous to count. I asked Jason about the problems that building owners and operational teams face without the right management technology in place.
I think the interesting part of SiteComply's history is when we first started in New York, we wanted to actually just focus on some of the near and dear operational issues that were here close to home. And we focused on a lot of the compliance needs, so compliance with local rules and regulations. You know, how you maintain and inspect equipment, how you deal with summons or violations and that type of work. And we started there with basically helping people understand to what extent they were compliant or not compliant. And we started providing operational insights and sort of instructions on how to gain that type of compliance. And I think the interesting thing was, as we started to sort of tell people what to do, you know, beyond our initial expectations, people started using our software for kind of a full range of operational issues. And I think that really identified the broader problem for us. I think it sort of breaks down into three areas. One is accountability. So the number of times that I've spoken to, you know, owners or senior managers in operational departments who talk about, you know, very hard time triangulating what their team is actually doing every day. Who owns an issue? It leads to a lot of waste and confusion in terms of, you know, who owns what or who is doing what part of it, and sort of a lot of it results in a lot of backtracking or duplicate work, what have you. I think the next big thing that we heard was around the issues of consistency. So you have a scenario where different team members are doing the same process differently. You start to feel pain when you bring on new property managers, for example, and operationally, you know, the senior team member is just far superior to the new team member, or they have different ways of doing things, or they're not adhering to standard operating procedures. In fact, you know, one of the things that we heard over and over was whether it's curing a violation, preparing for a snowstorm, what have you. So many of our clients wanted to have standard operating procedures and a way that they would work. They wanted to be able to access sort of best practices on preparing for these operational challenges, yet they didn't have a mechanism to really enforce that. And I think that really led to the third insight, which was, you know, people wanted to work on operational excellence, but just didn't have the tools because so much of what was happening was sort of invisible to the organization. It was trapped in a spreadsheet on someone's Outlook calendar, in sort of an accounting entry or a work order. Very difficult to sort of peel that apart and say, let's look at how we handle this particular type of challenge, this particular type of issue, and make sure that people are doing things consistently, that we know what the chain of ownership is, and we can start really improving the organization.
I asked Jason about the core features of InCheck and to provide a few examples of how the product is being used.
At the core of what we're doing is really thinking about codifying standard operating procedures and codifying the way that people respond to a variety of operational events, right? So that ties into a lot of the things that you just brought up, right? So for example, I'll just give you a couple examples here. You know, number one, you have a tenant that calls in with a complaint. Now, you know, at some organizations, they may, you know, do that electronically. Sadly, at many organizations, it's still a telephone chain, a telephone phone call, et cetera. Now that I would say, you know, could be viewed as a communications issue. But on the other hand, I think it's a transparency issue and it's a consistency issue. So, for example, we see all the time where, you know, you have a tenant who might call the front desk, a tenant who might call the property manager directly, a tenant who might call an after hours call center. And, you know, there's no way to really understand what is the complete view of that tenant's interaction with us. I think, secondly, when it comes to responding to that tenant issue, I think a lot of our clients, when they came to us, said, I would like to make sure that property manager A and property manager B respond to this type of tenant issue in the same manner. And they have the desire to be quite specific about that. And it could be everything from, you know, documenting issues with pictures. It could be taking a survey. It could be doing a follow-up inspection, what have you. But the consistency is just not there. That's one example. I'll give you another example. We see all the time, and this is for our big commercial operators as much as it is our you know, multifamily residential operators. I think one of the things that we see is, you know, an incident may occur, right? A slip and fall, an elevator entrapment, what have you. I think we see all sorts of problems with those incidents being documented correctly. So usually it's sort of put on a pen and paper, put in a, put in a file cabinet. And until the CEO or COO blows up and says, what's going on here? Then people are sort of rifling through papers to try to ascertain the situation. I think, you know, we see an opportunity to create good record keeping practices, but also putting a layer of automation to understand, hey, when this type of incident occurs, we want to make sure that we're triggering the right consistent series of processes so that that type of incident is handled the same way every time, whether it's someone's first day on the job or they've been on the job for 30 years. So I think there's a range of issues from tenant interaction, record keeping, incident tracking, in-field inspections, where we think that having this core automation platform that understands the way that that standard operating procedures should work and can tie into these services is really where we can unlock a tremendous amount of value. It's where we can make sure that our clients understand the performance of their organization and can really start having an improvement on how their resources are deployed.
As Jason explained the management and operations capabilities, it brings to mind the help desk ticketing system Zendesk. I asked Jason if he sees similarities to help desk ticketing tools and how InCheck is different than those applications.
They will search and seek and try to find whatever technology that they can find to make their life better. And look, typically it's still spreadsheet and Outlook, right? But we definitely have clients who are trying to use whether it's Slack or Zendesk or what have you, you know, tools that obviously we know well, but are really not designed for the specific needs of, you know, of real estate. In fact, you know, one of the a very common thing is people are trying to take their property management software, which is really accounting software at its core, to try to manage this. And you know, look, let's just dive into a very specific example. Whether it's a Zendesk ticket or let's say a work order on, you know, a property management software, the idea of saying, you know, I've created a ticket that says solve this broken wall in unit 4G, right? That's sort of a binary, like either the ticket is open or the ticket is closed. Now, kudos to any company for using any type of system to track that ticket, right? That's better than nothing. But, you know, I think for our clients, they want to be much more specific. They want to have a series of procedures and a very prescriptive way of handling that. You know, step one is we, you know, communicate with the client. Step two is we document it with pictures. Step three is, you know, we do this three-step sort of inspection procedure. Step four is we cure the issue. Step five is we take another picture. And step six is we, you know, send out a customer satisfaction survey. All that being tied to a project or a tenant or what have you. You know, that's definitely beyond the capabilities of a lot of these systems out there. You know, we have one big client who actually uses Zendesk or did use Zendesk for so much of what they were doing. And they were talking about the challenges that they have, fast growing organization with tenant move in and move outs. And, you know, they had a 6-step procedure where they were trying to shuffle around and literally, you know, sort of recreating new tickets every time one of those things happened. And then they realized that there actually needs to be a step inserted in the middle of that. And being able to change that procedure across a sort of a fast growing employee base was very, very difficult. So I think you have it right that that technology is needed and that there's some hints of different pieces of software that make things interesting. But I think the challenge has been from an operational perspective, there hasn't been any software that's been developed that really thinks about the type of automation that is hyper-specific to the world of real estate.
Beyond operations and building management, I asked Jason if InCheck had the ability to manage infrastructure.
there's two answers to this question. Number one is certainly when it comes to making sure that preventive maintenance, that infield inspections are done correctly and done the same way every time. Our software handles that, and I think handles it, you know, in a way that is just more usable by the end user. Whether at a very large and sophisticated organization or, you know, even a small mom and pop operator. So I think we do handle the bones of the building, so to speak. But I think maybe a more interesting view is also there are some very good, for example, building management systems out there, right? And the interesting thing is there are so many of these kind of point solutions that ultimately trigger just more manual processes for the operations of an organization. So for example, you know, we know clients that come to us and say, well, I have a boiler, it has a sensor on it. And when that sensor is goes out of a control range, it's going to trigger off an email. Well, that email may go to somebody who is on vacation. That email, it's just sort of a dumb email, if you will, right? It's just this is out of range. You know, we have built an open system that can interact with these types of platforms. So it wouldn't be better if a boiler was out of range that there's really a six-step procedure that uses, you know, your maintenance team, your property management team, and an external vendor in the right sequence of events to tackle these issues effectively. I think that's the type of central hub that we have in mind, and that's what we're going for. I think, you know, on a personal basis, as we've built the company, one of the parallel scenarios I'll tell you is like when we were just a startup, you know, we had accounting software, we had QuickBooks, right? And we would interact with clients and we would put notes in QuickBooks. You know, I had a meeting with this client and it didn't take long in our growth before we realized, wait a second, like QuickBooks is actually not a great way to start looking at your client interactions and for all the things that we want to do and marketing. And, you know, it didn't take long for us to realize, man, there really needs to be a, for example, a Salesforce or, you know, one of the other CRM platforms that acts as like the backbone that's not accounting, but works hand in hand with our accounting software to provide an operational infrastructure. And I think that that's really, you know, what's missing in real estate and the void that, you know, that our product suite, you know, it's called InCheck is our product suite really tries to address. It's providing the infrastructure that can tie into all these other point solutions to ensure that a real estate organization's resources are deployed efficiently and with maximum impact.
I asked Jason if InCheck is a complementary service with smart building technologies like Inertiv or a competitor to those technologies.
Definitely complementary to Inertiv. I think whether it's a building management system or a property management software, I think all these platforms, our goal is to be complementary. Because I think that they we can actually make all those systems more high impact and beneficial, right? I think, you know, I'll give you another example. We have a client that uses a well-known suite of tenant engagement software that helps tenants deal with everything from, you know, packages. This is a multifamily tenant, dealing with packages to putting in service requests, et cetera. But at the end, and it's a fantastic tool, really fantastic. But at the end of the day, each one of those events simply triggered off an email that had to be chased down like every other email. So it was great for the tenants, but it on the back end, it was, you know, certainly caused the same type of manual searching around and chasing around and who has this and who's on top of this that we see so often. So by plugging into that and triggering off the right types of procedures, we can actually make that tool even more effective. And similarly, any type of building automation system, when paired with this, I think becomes a more effective tool because those types of alerts end up resulting in a much more controlled sequence of communications and events and procedures.
I asked Jason about the primary candidates to use InCheck, their experience onboarding to the software platform, the day-to-day use of the tool, and to touch on some critical features.
Well, so the interesting thing about SiteComply is that, you know, we now have, you know, over 1.5 billion square feet online and over 1 million residential units. And our clients really run the gamut. I mean, it's, you know, big commercial operators, the, you know, the related Brookfield, Boston Properties, SL Greens of the world, WeWork. On the residential side, again, you know, large operators, small operators, affordable housing, luxury. We even have, you know, retailers, institutions, hospitals, universities. I think so. The type of real estate organization is actually quite varied. I think the issues are universal. And I think one of the key things that we do on the onboarding process is really use our customer success team to sit with clients to understand, now that we have a way of getting your staff to stop using pen and paper and spreadsheet and Outlook for their primary mode of keeping track of things, now that we have a way to interface with your property management software to make sure that the right information, you know, flows back and forth, like, let's start thinking about what are the types of standard operating procedures that you already have going with your best employees and make sure those are truly duplicated across your staff. Let's make sure that we understand that when a new person comes on board, that, you know, they know on day one, you know, pops up right on their app, what they need to be doing that day, that they don't have to be trying to find some, you know, some spreadsheet or trying to ask somebody for help and getting inconsistent directions. In terms of the actual sort of core features, so, you know, one of the first things that we had to do was build an app for the end user that was actually preferable and easier than the pen, paper, Outlook solution. So, you know, everything from capturing, you know, notes, documents, pictures in the field of events, triggering automated procedures, and being able to manage tasks in a way that's hyper specific to the world of real estate, where, you know, our app understands that this task may be related to this tenant, to this team, to this role in a building, and people don't have to do a lot of thinking about, you know, well, is this person even around today? Did this person get transferred to a different building? Like, our software knows all of that. So when someone says, I have this issue at this building, it actually knows what building they're standing in, so it even helps with that. But when they say that they have this issue, it already knows the right team and person to have that, you know, that issue assigned to, and it has a chain of custody, which makes it very clear who owns what part of it. And then we really have an ecosystem of plugins there that, again, they can use our piece of the ecosystem, or they can use an existing point solution that we can connect with. And that runs the gamut from in-field inspections, which is a very exciting way, and I think just a welcome relief for people to say, I want to actually be very prescriptive about the type of in-field inspection I want to perform and how it needs to be performed. It's preventive maintenance, it's record keeping, it's incident tracking, and that sort of, and it's tenant engagement. And all of those things come together around this core element of standard operating procedure, workflow, and task management. So that no matter what happens, you know, whether it's you have a failed inspection, we know the procedure that needs to be triggered. A new, you know, tenant request comes in, we know based on that tenant request, oh, here's the 6-step process automatically parsed out to the right people in the right sequence with very, very specific rules around how a organization wants to run.
I asked Jason about InCheck's reporting capabilities, how users can measure gains in productivity and return on investment.
So I think there's a couple key things here. I think when you think about what is the type of immediate impact that our software can have, which I think is the proxy for, like, how do people value this stuff? Number one is, so many of the clients that come to us initially just simply don't have visibility into what's going on. Right. And so the idea of being able to rapidly show the no more surprises type of scenario, where, you know, you actually know all in one place what's happening with a tenant, what's happening with a piece of equipment, et cetera, it's sort of easy to understand, well, you know, if that tenant leaves, what is the fallout? I think that people also have a sense of, I know my people are working, I just don't know what they're working on. And I want to make sure that they're working on the highest impact items. I think that there is a simple sense of being able to, and built right into the software is the ability to look at team performance. Who's doing what? who's tapped out, you know, how long does it take a team to respond by building, by issue, what have you. And I think that being able to have insight into those numbers allowed them to deploy resources better, allows them to keep better tabs on their people, et cetera. And then I think the last thing that, you know, that we hear is a lot of our clients are in growth mode. And the problem is, if your people are, you know, if you're growing, but your people are running around, you know, like chickens with their heads cut off, and you never quite know what people are working on. And, you know, you're hit with surprises every day of the week because it was that new property manager who doesn't know what they're doing yet. And that caused an issue and that pulling my time into it, what have you. I think, you know, I think the challenge is growth can be expensive, right? Where you just have to throw more people at it. But I think what this provides people with is a blueprint for growth. When you're able to take all the things that you do every day and actually, you know, sit around a room with our customer success team and really nail down, like, here's actually how we want these 10 things to unfold. It allows people to feel more comfortable about growth because they know they have a clearer sense of what their teams can handle. They can actually see if things are getting dropped on the floor. They can actually see if the response time is going down. And I think it just gives them a sense of security to say, like, yep, when we pick up that next building or that next package of buildings, we actually have our procedures nailed down already, and our people can focus on actually getting things done as opposed to scrambling and trying to communicate and sort of going back and forth with, you know, the types of typical challenges that people see in the sector.
With 1.5 billion square feet under management, I asked Jason to discuss the state of the business today and the goals that the organization has over the next 12 to 18 months.
You know, the exciting thing about where we are is, you know, we hear more and more of this talk from the industry about the desire to automate, the desire to deploy resources more efficiently. But I think similar to it, the way that it was when we first started, it just seems like very early days and ripe with opportunity because at least there's the desire and at least there's the baseline tools in terms of like technology, accessibility and familiarity with, you know, by staff to get there. You know, we are pouring tremendous resources into continuing to evolve these tools to make them so obviously preferable to the sort of the old way of doing things. That it just reduces any type of friction for adoption. I think that that's one thing. I think also in the world of real estate, having the type of service that allows people to access these tools remains critical. So we've put a huge premium on building the type of culture here at SiteComply that attracts and retains top talent. Delighted that we've won Crane's top 100 places to work in New York City for I think 5 years in a row, which was you know thrilling, but also you know serves an important business need, which is really aids in recruiting as we grow. And so we've been able to you know bring in a team of everybody from developers to you know folks industry veterans to people who really understand the space and the needs and can actualize those needs into just great software and great support around that software. So you know I think we're just continuing to try to expand our thought leadership to continue to build out this category of building operations and have people understand that this is not a you know, part-time hobby of their accounting software. It needs to be a specialty, and it's going. And I firmly believe that it's going to be the competitive edge in the future for so many of these companies, especially with increased institutional ownership. How do you operate these assets as efficiently as they really need to be operated? How do you make sure that your people are working on the most important things every day, and that they're doing it in a way that generates real value for owners?
I asked Jason to look out into the future and talk about the next 5 years for InCheck by SiteComply and the overall impact of technology on commercial real estate.
So I think the good news is, you know, when you see the level of commitment to technology and technology spend sort of generally going up, I think that there is a firm desire across the industry to get better at this stuff. There's a lot of entrants, a lot of players. I think one of the central challenges will be making sure that that different products work well with each other for the benefit of the client. That's certainly very high on our mind. And I hear that as a challenge constantly from folks out there in the space to make sure that people really think through the end-to-end strategy before deploying individual point solutions. But I think that, you know, I'm sure you've heard this before. I don't think that 5 years from now, we'll be even able to recognize the way business is conducted in buildings. And I think similarly, when I think about when we first hit the market, you know, 10 years ago, you know, Ross and I sort of walking around New York, meeting with leading owners and managers, half the folks didn't have computers on their desks. Like, it was crazy. But we've come a long, long way since then. I think we will continue to come a long way. I'm extremely excited because I think that this is sort of that moment to take that next step for the industry. It will allow us to focus on, you know, even cooler stuff. And we're excited to be right there to think of what that cooler stuff will be.
Great to connect with Jason Griffith of Site Comply today. The best companies use property management software and building operations software. InCheck by Site Comply works hand in hand with your property management software, bridging the gap between your property management technology and the work your people do every day. With InCheck, your team has access to tools specifically built for day-to-day operations, designed to help them work smarter and run better, more efficient buildings. These tools make using your existing management software solutions even easier and help your team handle everything more quickly from end to end. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Jason and InCheck by Site Comply on their pursuit to create more efficient building operations. You can find out more about Jason and Site Comply in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.